Does the pasuk? Amravashi mikseh al yoytzei. Does the pasuk says al yoytzei? Then it will be mashma. Yitaka can't carry chveitzim out. But the pasuk is talking about the yisoy tzom al yoytzei ksev. The pasuk is only talking about v'ikar ilchas tchumim. It says al yoytzei, you yourself should not walk outside the tchum. That's what the pasuk is talking about. But since the ikar pasuk is talking about the yisoy tchum, and that's only allowed, there's no yisoy misa. If you walk out of tchum at Shabbos, you don't get any chiv misa. It's only allowed. Therefore, it's good why you get malchus. Even though as a drusha we dash it from the smachta to say there is an Yisroel tzor from this posik al yetzei, but it's not pshat ikip pshat in the posik. The ikip pshat in the posik is al yetzei means you should not walk out of the tchum. So since it's only allowed, therefore you could get malchus. Rashi lashin lazos mizbezin who the sakad daitich al yetzei who the havimina was it means don't carry out. You get misa for that. The whole lash little azoro shulayasa came shemischayvul of Mrs. Bezdin. Torah says don't do this because if you do it you get a chiv misa. Is the klal ain't like in a love you don't get malchus. Afidu lehisra by the misa. Even if you didn't warn the person don't carry out now on Shabbos because you get misa. Visra by the malchus. You only warn the person don't carry out because if you carry out you get malchus. Still you don't get malchus. Dashtele milktul even though now he doesn't get misa. Afidu hachile loki deliazores misa nitnu lemalchus. The pshat from this lav is warning us, don't do the mitzvah, it's not coming from Malchus. So how do you get Malchus walking out of the tchum? Either Pesach is al-yetzeh, the havim in the even the Yisroi tzor. The Torah says no, al-yetzeh ksiv. V'yein kan loshen oitzos masli. The Ikka Pesach is not talking about carrying out things. It's talking about you yourself should not walk chus the tchum. So pshita, that's only a portion of lav. Therefore, since it's a portion of lav, that's why you do get Malchus. So that's why when we make up by the Muhammad Roni make up a Ruve Chetzeris, which is the Rabbanim. So I call upon him for a Ruve for walk out Chus Tchum, there they weren't make up. Because that's a Muhammad the Gisa, that's Nisim the Raisa.
So the Mishnah Vaita. Oisin Pasin Libirois. You're allowed to make Pasin, that means these small Mechitzis of just an Amma on one side and an Amma on the other side. It's oisin pasin libirois. You're allowed to make special pasin, special mechitzes for birois. That's where you have a bore of water, b'rishus harabim, and you want to be able to give the animals to eat, to drink the water. So you want to make mechitzes around the bore, so that around the bore should also be a rishus yochid. So you're allowed to carry the water out of the bore, which is a rishus yochid, on the top part, which will also become a rishus yochid. Is how are you matter this? Our bore the yumdin. You have to put up four posts, which the yumid looks like an L shape, like an amma one way and amma the other side, which is nearer kishmoina. When it's up, it looks like eight pieces, because each piece is like an L shape. So it's like one amma going north and one amma going east. So together, it's one, but it looks like two, so therefore it's four pieces, looking like eight pieces. Divi Reb Yehuda. This is Reb Yehuda Shita. This is like we had always before. Pasi Breis, the Rabbanu will make it here. As long as you have an Amor on one side, an Amor on the other side, and the space we'll soon see, according to Rab Meir, is not more than 10 Amis, it's kosher. So Drashi, Oisin, Pasin, Lebirois, Sheb, Rishus, Harabim. These Boiris are in the Rishus, Harabim. Ubirois, Atzman, Rishus, Yochid. The Bor itself is really considered Rishus, Yochid, Hein. Sha'amukim, Asorah, because the Bor itself is 10 Tfachim deep, and Zikha, 4 Tfachim wide, so the Bor itself is considered a Rishus, Yochid. Now, mikradin v'yen yochol l'malois mehen, you can't lift up the water from the bore onto the side, onto the Rishus HaRabim. Because on top of the bore, we're talking about where the bore is in the Rishus HaRabim. So what's the eitza in order to be able to schlep the water out of the bore to put it on top? Is to make the mokum on top of the bore in Rishus HaYochid. So before Shabbos, you put up these pasin. V'yoysin pasin. Pasin means a piece of wood. Elu. Lohochin lehen hekif. In order to prepare that there should be a hekif, there should be mechitzis around this bor. Sheyiyu ha-pasin halolo, that these pieces of wood, oisin es-sevivois ha-bor, rishus ha-yochid. It will make the parts around the bor, let's give it a shame mechitz around the bor, will make the mokum around the bor, rishus ha-yochid. Memelo, then you'll have the poshet eitzah of v'yamala, you'll schlep up the water from the bor, v'yoytzin, you'll take it out of the bor, v'yaniach sham, and leave it on top of the bor on the side. Because the top of the bor now also becomes a rishus ha-yochid. Tikkon es behemta v'yishkanu. You bring in your behemah and you'll be able to drink there. That's the eitzah. Here's a Rashi writes us, what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is to put up, the Mishnah says, Abor Diyumdim, four posts that look like an L shape. This is the first picture, and you have the Perek Sheni, the first picture. Is Rashi, Amudim, you put up posts, Hanirun Kishnayim, that each post looks like two posts. She also Kamarziv, it's like an L shape, like a Marziv, like a one way, and then across the other way. When you put it on the ground, the path Ramish, you put it on the south side, Marovis, the south or north south west side, Noite Daifni Echod the Mizrach, and Vitzide Echod the Tzof. In other words, one goes one way, one goes the other way. At each corner, so the kids at each corner have an Amma going one way, an Amma going the other way, at all four corners. So it comes out that each Mechitza has two Ammas to it, and the middle there's a Pirza open. And that's mutter, that gives it a shame of Shusa Yochid. Yeah. So the Mishnah weiter. Div Reb Yud, this is Reb Yudah Shita. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Rabbi Meir say, Shmoin, he also know you need eight. You have to have four diyumdim, four posts at all four corners. And you also have to have another four pieces of wood, or four plain pieces of post in between. Weiter, I can picture one. You have to have eight altogether. Nirin Kishnei Mosa. Together it looks like 12. Because the four corners ones look like eight. And then you have another four in between them. So together, 4 and 8 is 12. Arbor Diyumdim. You have four Diyumdim. It looks like 8. V'yabor Pshutin. And four regular pieces of wood in between. So together it looks like you have 12. Now, Goyvin Asar Tfachim. All of these have to be high 10 Tfachim. V'rochvan. How wide do they have to be, each one of them? It has to be an amma wide, which is shisha, which is 6 tvachim. The width has to be 6 tvachim. It has to be 10 tvachim high, and 6 tvachim wide, that's an amma wide. The uvian kolshu, the thickness of it can be a kolshu. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah. Zotrashi, pshutin, b'emtsa in the middle, noisein l'chol ruach, luach ruchova. In between each, on each side, in the middle of it, you have to put the luach, another piece of mechitza there. And it has to be an amma wide. For Gemara Meforish, Beze Bor Boi Remeya. The Gemara will explain exactly which Bor does Remeya need these extra four mechitzas in between. To a moide Remeya, Vad Remeya's moide, Shiyocho lo niach yud amas, Revach bein taim kin aforish biyozel. That's pshit if the space in between one dumid to the other dumid is 10 amas or less, pshit you don't have to have any other mechitzas in between them. Then you wouldn't need these extra four mechitzas. It's only when the space between one dumid and the next dumid is more than 10 amos, then you have to have another matter in between, another mechitzah in between. This is all this is Reb Meir Shita. Yes, this is Reb Meir Shita. That we'll see in the Gemara. Sometimes you have to put another four mechitzahs in between the dumidin. Zot the mission now. Ubenayin. What's the portion of shear? How much space you could have in between one dumid to the other dumid? It's how much space in between is kamolei shtei rivkais, the size of two rivkais. Rivkais usually rivkais are pieces of are pairs of oxen. So kamolei shtei rivkais, two pairs of oxen, shel sholish sholish boker. Each pair, like each set, has three animals to it. So the kids all together, it's the space of six animals that fit in between. Divi Reb Meir, this is Reb Meir Shita. Now we'll see in the Gemara, six animals, the space is exactly 10 amas wide. So the kids say, you gotta have space from one dumid to the next dumid, 10 amas. That's when it's kosher. So Drashu B'neim Shtei Rivkos, Tehain the Western Amas, this is 10 amas. Can the forest be Gemara, like the Gemara will explain. The Impochus, if you can have less, Kol Shchein Shu Yofavad, if you have less space than 10 amas, treat this kosher. But the Chiddush is, you can't have more than 10 amas. When are we matter with the dumid, with these Pashir and Mechitzes of just an Amma one way and Amma the other side, we're only matter if the space in between one to the other is 10 Amis or less. Weiter, that's Reb Meir Shita. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehudu Oimer, Rabbi Yehudu says no. Shel Arbo, you'll have to have enough space of a pair of oxen that each pair has four oxen on it. So two pairs of four, which comes out to 13 and a third Amis. That's the Yehudu Shita that we had before already. That he holds the space between one dumid and the next dumid is allowed to be up until 13 and a third amas. Kshurus, that the animals have to be tied together, v'loi mutaris, and not untied, which will be a chumrah. They have to be closer together and not spread aside. And right to the shear of the animals are achas nichneses v'yanchas yoytzes. One goes in and one goes out. Which this part is really a kula. That, you know, it's wider. It's enough space that the animal could go in and go out, not tight together, not a little spread out. Let's see Rashi k'shuros. Chumruhu lemayit mereva shebeneihim. That the animals have to be tied together. The four, the pair, you have four, or you have the three, those animals that are tied together have to be tied together. That's what kshuras means, that they can't be untied. What's a double lush and speak kshuras and not untied? That's ainawach. Now that you have these two pairs of animals, there's enough space that they can go in easily, not just b'dichik. So that means that the ten amis is seichakos. They're like a little spread out, a ten amis, not very, very close together. This is a kula. Yeah, we'll see all this more in the Gemara. You're allowed to bring the mechitzis as close as you want to the bear itself, to the well itself. In other words, you'll make the mechitzis around as small as you want. There has to be enough of a shear, at least, that the head of the animal and robe of its goof could get inside the mechitzis. Like in picture number three, like picture number four, where the animal has to be at least roish of rubai inside near the bor. And picture number three, that's a Yehudi sheet on top. That you have two pairs of animals, each one four apiece. So Zatrashi, Mutal Akriv, Pasim, Leber, you can make Velasa, it's a Hekev Kotz, to make the Hekev small. Obavachate, Misvas Haber, Ad, Bein HaPasim, from the boar until where the Mechitzer is, Kedei Rosh of Ruba, that Rosh of the animal and its goof could get inside, Shoporim. Abobotzim Yochiv, if you can have less than this, look, then it's not kosher. Even though you have a good Rishus Yochid, which is Dalit by Dalit, well, here there's a Gezerah Dilmo Mamshech HaKaprosim. If your Behemah is going to have to be raised out of the Mechitza, we're afraid you're going to go after your Purim, or Mapak Nadavlin, you're going to take the pitcher with water, Chutz the Mechitza, outside the Mechitza. We call Mapak Mishus Yochid, Mishus Rab. Maybe you're going to come to take it from Mishus Yochid, Mishus Rabim, therefore we're not making. Later, Mishus says, Omut Laharche Kolshu, and you can go as far away as you want from the boar. Trash lacha kosher koma shall believe by lasses heck of God. You can make it as big as you want. Obavazo shayaba papasin. Providing though that you put pasin, that's the din of the Mishnah, that in between, if you're going to have the pasin, if you're going to have the dumin more than 10 amis in between, so you're going to have a pas in between. You're going to have a pas. In other words, that no pirtza should be more than 10 amis. Anytime you have a pirtza more than 10 amis, you have to put a path, another mechitz in between, to make it that each one is less than 10 amas. Yeah, that's the din of the Mishnah before. That's when the Meir says sometimes you have to have eight. You have to have eight. Well, you have to have four diyumdim, and another four mechitzes in between. That's when the pirtz, you want to make the pirtz more than 10 amas wide, then you have to put another mechitz in between. We have Yehudi Oimer, Ada Beis Hasayim. Yehudi holds no. You only allowed to make the mechitzes, the diyumdim, away from the boar, just to enclose up until the base of Sion, which is 70 yamas by 70 yamas. But to do more than the base of Sion, if you would hold it also. Because these mechitzas, again, are not made really lejurin. They're not really living there. So anytime we don't have really living there, it's only mutter to make mechitzas up until the base of Sion. But more than the base of Sion, the Rabbanan gave it a din like the caramelists. The Rabbanan answered back to Yehuda though, lo yomru base of Sion elu legino lekarfif. You take it right. The base of Sion is a shear just in a park, in a gino, or else in the carfif. Rashi, that's a storage place where you store your wood. So you don't live there. A place that you don't leave, or you don't live there, or the other is not mishtamish there, that is not mutter with mechitzis more than base of Sion. Avlim hoya deer. But let's say it's a place where you're going to keep your animals there. Rashi, avlim hoya deer, shal behemus. Shoysin vesodes hayem kan vayem kan. That you want your behemoth to live there, but come in there to sleep. Today that you have manure from it. You want the glolim to come out of the behemoth. So that's called yeratashmish already. So he says, Avolim hoya deer or yisihar. See as much rashi the behemoth shall ear. You have a corral where you keep your behemoth inside the city. Like as a picture 8. Picture 7 is called the deer. And picture 8 is called like the corral you have inside the city. That's called the seer. Oy muksa, or else you have, that's your backyard. Oy chotzer, else you have the chotzer in front of your house. is these, since people, the Odom itself uses it, is afilo beis chameshes kurin, even if it's 5 kurin wide, the mechitzas. Afilo beis asara, as long as you want, even 10 kurin mutter, you're allowed to make it. In other words, when you have the mechitzas that a hukif, that a person uses the thing inside, then it's mutter to make the mechitzas as far as part as you want, even more than a beis asayim. So Rashi says, the chotzes lefnei habatim, the chotzes in front of the house, the chol hani yekev from the diva, these are all called as hekev for the use that you're going to live inside it to. Now, Bahani pasi broyis, so Rabbanon hold, who are din by pasi broyis? When you have this well in the Rishus Rabbim and you want to get the water on top, nami, hoyelu me meyim ruim lishdias adam. Since an adam could drink this water, is mele tashmish dira mayasu. That's called you enclosing this place in order to be able to get the water out of the well on top, and the water could be used for an adam. That's called you want to use this place, latashmish of dira, for a person. Therefore, you have hetter to make it as wide as you want. Yeah, in the picture now, in picture number 9, that's a picture of a chotzer is in the front of the house, and the mukzer, that's in the back of the house. Yeah. So, kiss the rabbanon hold that the water, this pasim broyis has a din, where it's hukuf ladira, since your adam could use the water, so therefore you let him make the dune, you let him make the mechitzas around as wide as you want. But providing there's no space of more than 10 amis, every time you come 10 amas away, you have to put another mechitza there, another pass, which is one amma wide. Faita umut laharchik kol shu obavad shiyaba bepasa. That's the din. You can make as wide as you want the mechitzas, but providing there's no space, there's no pirts of 10 amas wide at any point, any time it comes to be 10 amas wide, you have to put the pass there. Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll stop here.